Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're here live, my friends, Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. There's a big whistleblower, Lieutenant Colonel Nigel Wilde, and he'll be joining us today. He worked inside British intelligence, and the colonel has gone public about the fact that his government is staging fake terror alerts as a pretext to have domestic police state crackdowns, and the colonel will be joining us coming up in the next hour. We also have some other guests tentatively lined up for later in the third hour that I'll tell you about as the broadcast elapses. I mentioned this yesterday, but I haven't yet really gotten into it, so I want to play the audio clip when we get back from this first break. Bush tacitly implies WTC-controlled demolition makes strange explosives in U.S. buildings reference during torture speech last Friday. And we do have the audio clip of that. We will play that coming up in the next segment. Also, Canadian police error leads to man's torture. And this is just one of hundreds of cases that they've admitted to where U.S. or Canadian citizens are grabbed off the streets, taken to Europe, tortured within an inch of their life. And in many cases, people just simply are killed, and you don't hear about it. But in these cases, they're released. And they go out and they tell the world how they were tortured. They go out and they tell the world what's happened to them. And it's just another example of our society and the type of people that are in control of our society. You know, we think of the United States as the land of the free and the home of the brave. But, of course, many of you probably heard about what's happening over in Hungary and their capital of Budapest. Protesters storm Hungarian TV, state-owned TV, and set the building on fire. Riots tear Budapest apart is another headline. And why are they doing it? Because the leader of the country lied to them. In the past, if you lied to Americans, you would be ridden out on a rail. Cities would burn. Politicians would go to prison. But now when politicians lie, the average person snickers and grins and says, oh, that's just what they do. In fact, people don't even say that anymore. That is that mass of Americans that don't care. You tell them, hey, trillions are missing from the Pentagon. Hey, there's no bid contracts. Hey, there's all sorts of corruption. They just go, what's that? What's corruption? Did you hear about American Idol? Did you hear about UT football? And you're like, hey, listen, they're stealing from us. It's real corrupt. It's real dangerous right now. And here in the land of the free, home of the brave, they just look at you like so many sheep in a feedlot and go, meh, meh. You know, sheep don't know when they're going into the slaughterhouse. Well, I, for one, am not a sheep, and I know the listeners of this broadcast are not sheep. So I've got some audio clips I want to play of what's happening right now in Hungary. And I want to go over this report. Also, they've got a new poll. It doesn't fit with all the other polls. This is how you tell if polls are accurate. You've got a wide range of polls saying something, you can bet it's accurate. But when you've got a poll saying one thing and all the other polls are saying something else, it's very deceptive. And this is a poll saying Bush's approval rating has surged by 10 points. 10 points. But it's USA Today Gallup, about as trustworthy as your neighborhood pickpocket. We'll be right back.
It's year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step by step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
Do you remember when you could eat most anything and not worry about it? Or maybe weight management has always been a problem. Are you frustrated, burned out, and tired of fad diets and marketing gimmicks that don't really work? Do you want a proven system, a long-term solution, to live a healthier lifestyle and properly manage your weight? At WeCanTogether.com, our approach is different. We focus on the whole you, personalized for your unique body composition, individual needs, and personal goals, not the cookie-cutter approach offered by others. Join today and have direct access to real people that are certified health and fitness professionals. Now there is help you can count on. WeCanTogether.com is the most complete, comprehensive wellness and training resource available on the web today. Visit us now and receive your free membership. Go to WeCanTogether.com. That's WeCanTogether.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
It is Tuesday, the 19th day of September 2006. And I'm going to plunge directly into the news. Bush slipping up and talking about how they got intelligence that the terrorists wanted to plant bombs in our buildings. I thought the terrorists flew planes into the buildings, and he was talking about Iraq and 9/11. And we put this report out a few days ago, but I'm just now getting around to playing the audio clip. That's coming up in a moment. Also, riots all over Hungary because the government lied. I guess their land of the free, home of the brave. Here, there'd probably be a riot if someone complained about government lying. You're complaining about government corruption? Kill him! Riot! Rip him to pieces! We're cowards here. You don't question God government. And I've also got CNN, good old Lou Dobbs, admitting absolute election fraud. Good old Lou Dobbs, I tell you, Lou Dobbs and Keith Olbermann, the two bright lights in television news, and they're on very short leashes, by the way. I know folks at CNN, believe me. We will also play this weird clip of the Jesus Camp. And you really can't do justice to this without seeing it. It's up on PrisonPlanet.com right now. And I told you that almost 5 years ago, just a few months after 9/11, I was driving home one night from the TV show, and I almost ran off the road, literally, because they were on the news on Kixel locally announcing that George Bush was Jesus and that he should be worshipped. And I never got the tape of it. I never heard it again. And it was done, I wouldn't say subtly, but it was done slickly. Well, now they don't hide it. And it was on ABC News. And by the way, the big Christian camp that does this, they are involved in the production. They are proud of it. So they're on the ABC News piece saying, no, this is accurate. This is what we do. They have big cutouts of George Bush, and they get down on their knees, and they go, you know, just like idol worshipers, and they just put their hands above their heads, and they lay down flat, laying their hands down in front of them, and go, and folks, I know it sounds crazy when I get up here and I say John Yoo writes memos at the White House saying they can torture children sexually in front of their parents. It's true. I know it sounds crazy when I tell you I've heard Christian radio say George Bush is Jesus. I've heard it, okay? I know it sounds, all of this is crazy. It's crazy we got a world government. It's crazy they signed the North American Union last March. It's crazy that the government carried out 9/11. It's all true. It's all true. And I'm already digressing, but before I get into the Bush and the bombs in the buildings, his weird statement, before I do that, I do want to get this program note in here before I forget. Very important. I do not spend enough time thanking all of our wonderful sponsors, and I mean the network sponsors of the Genesis Communications Radio Network that I'm on, that you're listening to right now, but also, just as importantly, station affiliate sponsors. When you hear local station breaks, support those sponsors. Go and patronize them. Go and if you're a local business, sponsor those local stations affiliates, whether it's in Texas or Ohio or California or Tennessee, it doesn't matter. Go and support them. It is so important to also support the GCN Radio Network. Please don't confuse us with other networks that are just, it is embarrassing. You know, here locally in Austin, some of the people that, you know, some of the things they do in the quote Patriot movement, this is Genesis, not to be confused with others. I'm so proud of this network and the great work it does. I also want to take time out to thank you, all the listeners that make this broadcast possible. It's a great frustration in my life that I cannot respond to all your emails, your letters, your phone calls, the support, all the different ways you support us. You are just absolutely wonderful, and you are as much a part of this fight as myself or anybody else in this movement to restore our constitutional republic. So I do salute you and I commend you. And then I didn't know this had become an issue. I mean, I'm busy doing about 100 different things. But I have been advised by some people I've known for a long time, hence now in the future to be known as the Goblin Squad. Okay, I say that affectionately. That the local micro FMs here in Texas, a few of the people running them, were irritated that I hadn't been thanking not just the commercial AM and FM stations that carry this show, but yes, what the general public would know as is pirates, and they don't like that term. I have to use that term to communicate with people that don't know what a micro is. Tell them it's a pirate, then explain its real name is a micro. They do a great job. They don't interfere with commercial stations, and they give you 24-hour-a-day news and information that really breaks through the Berlin Wall of info. You know, I gave the famous speech, 9 years ago or 8 years ago about we need thousands of micros across the country and we need to put them up and we need to do this. And I've, you know, been out there over the years and tried to support it and push it. And quite frankly, I don't know how I get criticized for not plugging these more when I've invited the micro people on repeatedly to come on here and promote what they're doing, and they want to get a Dallas affiliate. And people need to go to RadioFreeAustin.com, and if you live in Dallas or surrounding areas, and contact them if you've got a location. And they have not come on, so there's also a little bit of flawed logic going on there. But there's also the weird psychology in all of it that I'm more than happy to promote it and thank them and say what a great job they're doing. But when people get bees in their bonnets and swell up like they've eaten a pound of sour grapes, you know, with their lips together, it's like, hey, you know, why gripe about something that you could get just by asking? So, but again, I can only commend the great people that have put up the micro FM stations all over Texas and now in Oklahoma and all over the country. I can only thank you for what you've done. And I think it's really the same phenomenon of some listeners that get mad that I don't respond to the emails, or they get mad because I don't respond to their letters or phone calls. I just don't. I can't do it, folks. I've run myself ragged, you know, till my health gets in trouble. And I just work all the time. And I feel bad. You know, commercial station owners call me up wanting me to call them back, and I just don't get around to it because I'm so busy. I'm so busy fighting the New World Order. I'm so busy doing radio interviews. I'm so busy writing news articles. I'm so busy trying to make films. It is a huge task. So I think people should also give me a little bit of slack. I also watch people who literally beat the living daylights out of the micro FM community here locally, call you names, demonize you, drag you through the mud, and then claim credit for all you've done, and you guys respond by lavishing them. Meanwhile, I'm just the good boy, you know, here being pilloried for things I haven't done. By all means, by the way, to really thank the micro FMs, I have to institute something I haven't done in years. And we really should do this. And we haven't done this. If you listened to the show 5 years ago, then I quit doing it for some reason. When you call into the show, we will ask, what's your first name? Where are you calling from? How are you listening? Well, that last part of how are you listening has not been asked, and I want it to be requested now. Are you listening on an AM or FM commercial station, a micro station, shortwave, the internet, or satellite? And now I guess you could say podcasting. So callers, do tell us how you're listening, and that's a good way to thank people. To me, I'm just so focused on the fight against the New World Order that I haven't really been focused on my friends' displeasure that they have not voiced to me, by the way. So here, shout outs to everyone, just no matter who you are. You've done a good job. Continue fighting the enemy. Continue fighting the New World Order. All right, I'm done talking about that. We really have a lot of serious news and information to cover here, but the open invitation for people to come on here and talk about micro FM has been there. I can't get these people on the show to talk about it. C'est la vie. But there it is. Now, the average person tuning in Timbuktu has no earthly concept. Can you imagine somebody in Russia or China or England tuning in right now? They don't know what we're talking about. Regular Patriot Radio is diseased with in-shop talk, laundry talk, and that's why no one listens to it. This is a news and information broadcast, so I should have just thanked the micro FMs and not gone into a long diatribe on the subject. Another thing is I've gotten a few calls lately, people saying, hey, Alex, I heard the calls for support on a local station, and so I sent them some money. Folks, this is the Genesis Network. We don't ask for donations and support. We ask you to support the sponsors and to buy the quality products. And that's another confusion about the micro FMs here locally. They carry three different networks. And some of the other networks they carry know that people are confused about what they're listening to. So for heaven's sakes, be sure and be clear about what network you're listening to when you're listening off some of these unlicensed stations around the country. All right? Boy, this is really going nowhere fast, isn't it? But we got to clear the decks occasionally. We'll be right back with Bush and the Bombs.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Ted Anderson from Midas. Today is September 19th, 2006. Gold opened at $5.83 and 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $614.91. Again, that's $614.91 to purchase 1 ounce gold coins. With a slow economy, real estate prices dropping, the war on terrorism, the economic climate in the United States is questionable. U.S. citizens work a third of their life just to cover their tax liabilities. Bankruptcies continue to weaken financial institutions. Midas is offering the hard-hitting report by Greg McCoach, covering the 7 reasons for gold to move higher, calling for $1,000 an ounce, exposing the debt structure, central bank buying, the China effect, and much more. Call today for a free copy, 800-686-2237. Our government may be bound to repeat, so arm yourself with knowledge, 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that the United Nations has never settled disputes, but always makes them worse? Our own ambassador to the United Nations in 1982 admitted such. Did you know that the United Nations ignores communist atrocities, but always targets non-communist nations and their leaders for overthrow? We would like to help you understand why these things are happening and how they fulfill Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free 1-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Just request your free 1-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it's possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Friends, we're back live. Bush tacitly implies WTC controlled demolition makes strange comment about, quote, explosives in buildings referenced during torture speech last Friday. Go ahead and roll that clip. This is from Bush at the Rose Garden.
The information that the Central Intelligence Agency has obtained by questioning men like Khalik Sheikh Mohammed has provided valuable information and has helped disrupt terrorist plots, including strikes within the United States. For example, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed described the design of planned attacks on buildings inside the U.S. and how operatives were directed to carry them out. That is valuable information for those of us who have the responsibility to protect the American people. He told us the operatives had been instructed to ensure that the explosives went off at a point that was high enough to prevent people trapped above from escaping. He gave us information that helped uncover Al-Qaeda cells' efforts to obtain biological weapons.
And it goes on from there. So bizarre, we've got a supposed 9/11 mastermind, and it's a plan with bombs in the buildings up high so it causes as much casualties as possible. What? That's one of the clips. The next one we now move to is concerning Budapest. And really, in China, when they try to come take the Chinese farmers' small plots of subsistence land, there is video, countless videos out there of people charging police with machine guns. You'll have hundreds of police against thousands of farmers with picks and axes, and the farmers kick their hind end 9 times out of 10. And I'm just saying 9 times out of 10. I haven't seen a case where the police have won. And they never win in Europe. They never win in Eastern Europe. They only win here, folks, because we're the only people, except, I guess, Mexico. They lay down there, too. We're what you call a peon people now, a slave people. But the politician got caught lying over there about the state of the economy, and people went absolutely ape. Well, that's a big deal to lie to them and then get caught lying. But here in Land of the Free, Home of the Brave now, ooh, we disapprove of this. We disapprove of the government being scared of us and going into government buildings and burning things. That's what those evil founding fathers did. They were bad. Go ahead and roll that clip.
For 2 days, the demonstrations were peaceful. But early Tuesday morning, that all changed. Some Hungarians stormed the headquarters of Hungary State Television and set fire to cars outside the building. Police fought back with a water cannon. The protesters are demanding the resignation of Socialist Prime Minister Ferenc Gyurcsány and calling for new elections. That's because of some surprising revelations about the last elections in April. On Sunday, an audio tape was leaked to the local media of the Prime Minister making some candid comments at a closed-door party meeting in May, just after the elections. It's not clear who leaked the tape, but on it, Mr. Gyurcsány admits he had lied about the economy, quote, in the morning, in the evening, and at night.
We don't have too many choices. The reason is because we f***ed it up. Not a little bit, but very much. None of the other European countries have done such stupid things that we did. We can explain it. Eventually, we lied the last 1.5 to 2 years. It is so obvious what we told was not true.
After the tape surfaced, the Prime Minister acknowledged making the comments and said he was referring to the actions of Hungary's political elite over several years, not just to his government.
It is true that in the last 8 years, the political elite of this country was lying. This is what we are talking about. We are talking about how we can go against the big political lies that began in 1992, how we can break with it. I could not break with it either for 1.5 years.
The showdown could go on for a while. Mr. Gyurcsány says he won't resign. And some demonstrators say they will stay put until he does.
I've spoken with some of the demonstrators, and many of them, the so-called hardcore, say that they will stay before the building of the TV station until the government resigns. However, we know for sure that the Prime Minister does not hand in his resignation, because he stated that very clearly. And according to the Hungarian Constitution, if the Prime Minister does not do that, well, then it's going to be very difficult to make him resign.
In Parliament, Socialist Party MPs are unanimously backing their leader, while the main opposition party says it will boycott Parliament on Tuesday. Wayne.
All right, when we get back, Canadian police admit they arrested an innocent man and had him tortured. Every few days I see a report like this. We've got a bunch of other news on Bush's approval ratings and a lot more. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. I have an urgent message for all of our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world, quote unquote. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble, red alert, and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 888-8-XANADU. And ask for George.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding the bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, Andrew, John, Corey, Travis, Mike, everybody, we're going to get to you. It's always good to give the toll-free number out, 1-800-259-9231. Before I do go back to your calls, I promise to get to the news. Here is another exciting, informative audio clip, and by exciting, it is exciting that CNN and Lou Dobbs are covering the North American Union certified, meticulously militarized election fraud that's being implemented meticulously by the globalist. He's talking about every other issue. Here is Lou Dobbs discussing the big study, the big university study, on the Diebold machines alone. Okay, go ahead and roll that.
The midterm elections just weeks away, and new evidence tonight that the integrity of those elections cannot be guaranteed. A new Princeton University study finds hackers can easily tamper with electronic voting machines by installing a virus to disable machines and change vote totals. Kitty Pilgrim reports.
Princeton scientists spent the summer analyzing the Diebold AccuVote TS electronic voting machine. The results were alarming, confirming the machine is very vulnerable to tampering.
You could infect one machine, And then before the election, when the poll workers are setting things up for the vote, they actually move memory cards one machine to another, and they may propagate the virus.
The Princeton Group only studied one type of machine. That model will be used in 357 counties across the country by 10% of the voters in November. They say the vote can be easily manipulated without being detected. The malicious software can modify all the records, audit logs, and counters kept by the voting machine, so that even careful forensic examination of these records will find nothing amiss. Across the country, voter activists have participated in hearings and studies to point out that without a voter-verified paper trail, the results of electronic voting can be badly botched, either intentionally or unintentionally, through computer crashes or human error in running the electronic voting machine. Some activists in Colorado are so concerned that they're suing to stop the use of electronic voting machines in November. The state uses machines made by Diebold, ES&S, Sequoia, and Hart. A suit has been filed on behalf of a group of Colorado citizens against the Colorado Secretary of State, saying testing was not adequate, and they are calling for the electronic machines to be decertified.
The chairman of the state Democratic Party has called for the resignation of the Secretary of State and for the use of absentee ballots in the election because of the concern about the broken certification process at the Secretary of State's office.
There is a hearing next week to seek a ruling from the judge to make absentee ballots available in November.
And Lou, activists say they have just enough time to get the absentee paper ballots printed before November.
And these machines in these counties, about 10% of the total vote this fall, they don't have an audit trail, a paper trail.
No, they do not. And that's the great worry, that you can lose the vote and tamper with them.
Kitty, thank you very much. Kitty Pilgrim.
Okay, now, why is this such good news? And by the way, this weekend I saw a similar report. Well, it wasn't half as good, but the point is it was pretty fair, even on controlled Fox television. Now, let's go back 5 years ago. Let's go back 3 years ago. We were being called kooks, lunatics, nuts. It's always the same. It's always the same. We tell you how bad genetically engineered, cross-species, hybridized food is. Now, it's mainstream news. We tell you 9/11 is an inside job. Now, it's mainstream news. We tell you that the North American Union's a real deal. Now it's mainstream news. We have been telling you, listen, they've had Diebold engineers quit and go public and say, I was hired to engineer these for fraud. That's back of the paper, if you're lucky. By the time it gets in most papers, it's, oh, there's problems with the voting. Oh, look, we had problems in 2000, so the feds passed Help America Vote Act and the Voter Assistance Act of 2002, and then they funded, and it's actually 35% of the country, not 10%, Lou. I guess he's talking about that particular, Diebold Systems. They are the biggest company. And they put this in, and everywhere it happens, the incumbent wins, or whoever the establishment candidate wins. It doesn't matter if the polls show the opposite. Stuff that's never happened in politics before is happening where these machines are in place. And this is complex software written to have back doors. You understand that Diebold, Sequoia, ES&S, Hart InterCivic, activists, Bev Harris, and many others, have gone out, bought these machines, okay? They've bought them from the counties who bought them. They buy them when the county sells them. They go and get counties to allow them to test them. And it's every Diebold machine they test going back decades. It's always been in there, okay? It's just now it's getting even more easy to cover up the fraud, because before you still had a paper ballot left that was fed through the computer. Now that doesn't exist. You see, it's paper free, so it makes it easier for them to steal elections. And it doesn't matter what machine, and they've made hundreds of different designs in the last decade. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It's always built with the complex back door designed to then cover its tracks after you go in. They have wireless cards in them. And then every time some election official lets someone look under the hood, or every time somebody buys one of these at a county sale, Diebold flies in lawyers and they go pay off the politicians openly, and state police come out and start arresting people that are own the machines that are doing tests, saying it's proprietary. You can't open up that computer machine. No, you opened it. There was wireless systems. Don't. We're arresting. I mean, imagine the good guys go buy these. They open them up. There's the fraud. There's the fraud switches. There's the fraud plug-in with a wireless system hooked into it. And then they get in trouble. I mean, this is incredible. This is the type of stuff that's happening in the United States. And I know it's hard to believe. It's scary. You mean they'd steal elections? You mean they would premeditatedly nationwide with federal money, $6 billion plus, would go out with the Help America Vote Act and the Voter Assistance Act, there's two different ones, they would go out and fund this, and they would go out and do this, and they would go out and actually carry it out? Yes. They have. They've been caught. And it's incredible. In major polls, 90-plus percent of Americans are against these boxes. These polls just came out. Just like 97% are against transponder toll roads. Just like 99%. And a CNN poll are against the New London Kelo land-grabbing ruling. But what does government say? We don't care. We don't care what you want. We're going to do this. You see, it's a new type of behavior by government. It's because they got militarized police. They got FEMA camps built. They got 35% of the country that doesn't have voting anymore, and it grows every few months. They're on track within 3 years to have 100% of the country with these in place. I mean, this is happening. And that's why you're seeing this arrogance. That's why they signed the North American Union. That's why all of this is unfolding right now. The battle is joined. And believe me, they know you're waking up. They know you're getting angry. They know you're upset. And they're just hoping you're apathetic long enough for them to close the door on this country. And then the fun starts, folks. You think it's bad with the airline pilots and state employees losing their pensions and all the rest? Just get ready, because they're going to steal your accounts blind, mine too. I mean, they got a lot of fun planned for us. All right, let's go to calls, and I'll get into all the other news, and there is just so much of it, like this one, Canadian police errors led to man's torture probe. And I'm going to move quick to the callers, so be ready, okay? I'm going to move quickly, because I want to give you all a chance to get on board here. Andrew in Australia, you're on the air. Welcome.
Yes, Alex. Good to talk to you again. Thanks for the call last night. Last night, my time.
Yeah, when you called in again, we appreciate your second call, sir. Welcome.
Oh, fantastic. Basically, I missed a couple of points that I wanted to bring up last night, yesterday. And one was to do with, basically, in Australia, we have not just cause when it comes to search and seizure. We have just suspicion, which I think is an interesting legal term. It gives the police officer basically the right to search you at any point.
Yeah, and by the way, under the Magna Carta of 1215, that is totally illegal, and what's happening in Australia is wrong. But, I mean, they tried last year, remember, to pass a bill banning protest and saying it was an act of terrorism to protest, remember?
Oh, for sure, for sure. I mean, another thing I wanted to bring up on that particular issue was we have a website over here called Zia Guys, G-A-I-A Guys, G-U-Y-S. And they were sued by the OTO for defamation because they basically printed the OTO's stance on the fact that they have the right to kill anybody who, gets in their way or, do what thou wilt. So that was very disturbing for an Australian to see happen. One of our truth telling websites over here has basically been attacked and sued for $250,000 Australian.
Also, anyone who has seen the movie Crocodile Dundee, the real Crocodile Dundee was killed by a SWAT team for not turning his guns in, and most people don't know that.
Okay. Right. No, I need to know more about that.
Did you know about it? It happened about 8 years ago. Yeah, you know, they came to the real Crocodile Dundee's house. He looks just like the guy in the movie. And they murdered him. He wouldn't turn his gun in. Listen, I appreciate you calling. Good to hear from you there from the land down under, my friend. Let's talk to John in San Diego. John, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, great to hear your voice again. I know you're a little bit harsh, but it always inspires me just to hear your voice.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. I took a little vacation, went up to San Francisco over the weekend. I met an individual from Croatia. Very informative. His father was a low-level general in that former region. And he knows the whole thing. I mean, it is obvious to him. Is for what his father told him about the U.S. coming in back in the late 80s and early 90s and saying either play ball or else. And they didn't want to play ball. So look what happened to them. Three divisions in that country, very similar to Iraq. That war really was a pretext for what's happening in Iraq right now. And it's just sad to hear this man. You know, he had no... all the information we talk about here is pretty much secondhand knowledge to him on how the world operates. It's really just a mafia situation with the elite controlling the resources. And
I know, it's so sad to see it, and the public is waking up, but there's still a mass of people who are willfully ignorant, to know we've got a ruthless criminal global mafia using scientifically developed systems of population manipulation and control. And then to just watch these giggling, smiling masses of people that laugh at us as we try to warn them about what's coming down on this society. And they're not going to be laughing much longer, I tell you that.
No, no. I mean, even the taxi drivers, foreign taxi drivers, I'll pick up conversations with them. They're from different countries. They know much more than the average population here. I mean, I get laughed at all the time from, you know, my point of view or what I'll talk about,
John says the government once did something wrong. That's impossible. Everybody knows government made the moon and the earth and the sun and the water and the birdies tweet. Ah! He says there's elites. He says there's corrupt elites. Ah! He says we have freedoms. Ah! Listen, I appreciate your call. Good to hear from you. Let's talk to Corey in Ohio. Welcome.
Hi.
Hello.
Yeah, nice to talk to you, Alex. I am 19 years old, and a lot of my peers, well, the ones I talk to who want to join the military, they have two reasons they'd like to join the military.
Well, good. Tell them enjoy themselves.
Yeah, they want to get a career, and they want to fight for my rights. And they want to fight. And I tell them, if you want to fight for our rights, you need to fight against our government, and you need to start looking at the facts. In looking at what's really going
on. Yeah, no, they're gonna be put into a global mercenary system. They're gonna be given experimental injections. They're gonna breathe depleted uranium. They're gonna be given substandard care, and they're gonna be lied to on the contracts they sign with the government, and they're gonna be automatically re-upped over and over again. But let them find out for themselves. Let them believe the lying recruiters. You know, let them buy into all of it. Let them go grow up and be big boys. Because, you know what happens? They come over to our side, 70-plus percent of them, after a year in country. And, some of them will like it, and they'll come back, and they'll be part of the little gun confiscation squads and the rest of it. And that's fine when they try to march out and do that. They can have a run-in with the real American people. And so I wouldn't argue with them. I'd say, great, good, you're...
I am not for the wholesale slaughter of my generation, which is happening right now. And instead of being afraid, I am actually pretty excited about how fast things are moving and just what the future, even though it's already horrible and it could get a lot worse. But, like, we're in a revolution right now. Things are happening right now. And, like, I'm just excited and the fear is overwhelming, but excitement. Like, I'm a young man and I have the rest of my life, no matter what that may be ahead of me. So
I hear you, and I appreciate your call. And, I mean, I'm being a little bit sarcastic earlier. Obviously, folks, if you join the military, you're insane. Number one, the ranks are swollen now. I mean, a large percentage with hardcore gang member trash. And they're now talking about making entire legions, entire divisions out of illegal aliens just from Mexico alone. That is now the fastest growing and biggest group of new recruits. Did you know they have billboards and TV ads all over Mexico? They actually get people to sign up in Mexico, and then they're flown here, and they join the military. So they're going to have, I guess the majority of our troops will be foreign within our own military. By the way, people don't believe that. Just go Google it. It was in the mainstream news again yesterday. And by the way, they hire aggravated felons. That means violent felons. This first came out pre-9/11. But the Pentagon was hiring aggravated felons. And it said rapist, arsonist, people that are involved in robberies, assault. Well, that's exactly who Hitler, Stalin, Mao wants, George Bush wants. That's exactly who they've always wanted, folks. They will do bad things. They're not just foreigners, they're felons. And so when we hear worship our military, have you really looked at the military? I challenge you to watch the military in a restaurant. I challenge you to go out to Fort Hood and look at them. And it is a joke. I saw our military in New York. This is not the military of 5-10 years ago. These people are juvenile is the main word, and just they're all gang member white trash scum. I mean, I just it's scum. Scum. That's the best word for it.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Lieutenant Colonel Nigel Wilde, former British intelligence, will be joining us. Here's a headline. Liquid bomb terror plot is a fiction, underscoring police failures. According to British Army expert, quote, cast doubt on liquid explosives threat Al-Qaeda network in UK identified. Lieutenant Colonel Nigel Wilde, former senior British Army intelligence officer, has suggested the police and government story about the terror plot revealed on the 10th of August was part of a pattern of lies and deceit. And he will be joining us coming up here in just a few minutes from the United Kingdom. We've also got another British intelligence officer that we're getting scheduled for the show. Pretty famous. He's been in the news a lot. Who, you know, the IRA basically was led by British intelligence, and this guy was the big bomb maker in there building the bombs. You see, it's always the same. The heads of the, quote, terrorist groups are always our governments. The people building the bombs are our government. The people planting them are the governments. And it's all in plain view. They always get caught. It always comes out. No one ever gets in trouble. We always give our freedoms up to the very government that is attacking us. Before I end this segment, I want to try to cram a call in, but I may not have time. If you believe in what we're doing and you do want to support this broadcast and you want to get a tool that's vital in the fight against the globalist, then you need to get my new film, Terror Storm. It's almost 2 hours long. It covers 9/11, 7/7, Madrid, Iraq, NSA, torture. It's my best film. You need to get Terror Storm. The extras are on the DVD. 66 minutes of extras from the 9/11 neocon agenda out in L.A. Charlie Sheen, myself, Professor Jones, Professor Fetzer, Webster Tarpley, Bob Bowman. The best highlights, 66 minutes of it. One DVD available at Infowars.com. We got discounts where you can get them for a little bit more than half off if you buy them in bulk, so you can help us get them out to the general public. And you can call toll-free 1-888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, or just write to me. I'm Alex Jones at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. 1995. 1995 for one, and then it goes down in price each additional copy you get. Or you can just buy one copy and make copies off of that. But please do make copies. It's having such a huge effect. Keep it up. You can also go to prisonplanet.tv for 15 cents a day, and then you can download all 15 of my films, my book, Paul Watson's book, the weekly TV reports, the special video reports, over 1,000 pieces of media, all the best audio interviews. Prisonplanet.tv, your sign up there also makes everything we do possible. Or just order hard copies of all the great videos and books we carry, or the films and books that I've written or that I've produced that are available via the Safe, Secure Online Video and Bookstore shopping cart at infowars.com. That's infowars.com. All that these evil tyrants need to succeed is that you do nothing. And we've got the tools to bring these murderers to their knees. They're scared right now. The power of you getting Terror Storm, that I believe is the most powerful government-sponsored terror film out there, bar none, the whole history of it. It also covers that. Please, this is my crowning achievement. Get Terror Storm. If you already have it, start making copies. By the way, there's a higher quality download version if you're a PrisonPlanet.tv member, but if you can't afford 15 cents a day, folks, we got Terror Storm. We uploaded it for free at Google Video. We got links on Infowars.com to the best quality download, free download you can find of Terror Storm on Google Video. Please get it and share it with everybody. If you take action, if you get in motion, if you start helping us get Terror Storm out to the people, it is unstoppable. These films are hurting the terrorist badly. Help us bring the terrorist to justice. Help us expose them. We'll be right back with the second hour.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.